Hey, we're back on the air today with Kevin Swanson from the DNR, the management specialist for bears and wolves in the state of Michigan. Kevin, thanks again for your time.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we're actually not here to talk about bears today. We're actually here to talk about something that you enjoy personally, and that is rabbit hunting. And it sounded like a great idea to me to talk to you about this because you're an avid rabbit hunter and you have your finger kind of on that pulse. It sounds like there's a lot of hares out there.
Yeah, depending on the habitat that you're concentrating on, it's a really enjoyable sport, and it seems to be declining because it seems fewer and fewer people have beagles or other types of hounds that are used for rabbit hunting. I used to have hounds, or my dad had hounds when I was younger. I don't own one, but I have a good friend named PJ Pruitt that's got a hound, and we've got other friends in Ishpeming and relatives that still run hounds. So we go out to my deer camp south of Ishpeming and take a bunch of kids out there, and we have a blast with it. It's a lot of fun.
So you do think the numbers are up this year from previous years?
In the areas that I'm hunting, definitely, yeah. You can find rabbits or snowshoe hares. We all always refer to them as rabbits, but they're actually hares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in marginal habitat, they're being found this year. So typically you want to look for low-lying conifer, whether it's young spruce, balsam fir swamps, or if it's upland, you can find plentiful snowshoe hare in jack pine and red pine plantations that are, you know, between 10 and 25 years old. Once they get above 25 years old, they don't have that low-lying branches, so they're not as productive for snowshoe hares. But prior to that, you find a lot of hares in those areas, and you find marten and fisher, too, that are in there after the hares.
Yeah, well, that's good for trappers that are out there looking for marten and fisher, of course.
Yeah.
What about cedar swamps? I always heard that once the swamps froze over real good, they love cedar swamps.
Well, yeah, it depends on the age of the cedar swamp and how much dead and down wood there is. So if you've got a cedar swamp that's 200 years old or 150
yeah.
years old that doesn't have a lot of dead and down wood, you're not going to find a lot of snowshoe hares there. But if you've got young conifer below it or a lot of dead and down wood or tipped over cedar and, you know, stump or root wads that are up, that's where you find them. They've got to have that low-lying cover similar to grouse in an aspen stand. You know, you don't find snowshoe hares in an aspen stand very often unless there's cover there as well. So, you know, that's why your pure aspen stands are not as productive as those that have a conifer associate.
Well, if you've never been snowshoe hare hunting in the winter, well, we're going to try and explain it to you next and what makes it so unique and different from any other type of hunting. So stay tuned and we'll continue with the DNR's Kevin Swanson later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.